I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. NATO's war in Afghanistan seems to be concentrating on areas just inside the border with Pakistan. Today, unmanned aircraft apparently fired missiles at a religious school founded by an old friend of Osama bin Laden. It's not clear whether the founder of the school, Jalaluddin Haqqani, was killed, but news agencies quoting witnesses report at least 16 people died and 15 to 20 were injured. The dead include relatives of Haqqani as well as Pakistani militants and Taliban fighters. NATO has refused to comment on the attack. The latest NATO strike across the Afghan-Pakistani border comes as Pakistan's new president is about to take office. Both Kabul and Washington hope there will be new efforts in Pakistan to close the porous border region. The World's Quill Lawrence sends this assessment of Afghan hopes.
Celebrations continue in Pakistan today by supporters of Asif Ali Zardari, a controversial figure who has become Pakistan's first civilian leader in a decade.
I would like history to remember that the weak democracy has managed to take a two-third majority and make a president with a two-third majority, whereas a dictator in uniform could not perform. So democracy talks and everybody hears. And to those who would say that presidency would be controversial under our guardianship, I would say, listen to democracy.
Zardari's election was no surprise. His Pakistan People's Party control the parliament that selects the president. Zardari himself isn't highly regarded, but his election was seen as a continuation of the policies of his late wife, Benazir Bhutto, who was assassinated in December. And in Afghanistan today, another assassinated leader was remembered. Tomorrow is the 7th anniversary of the death of Ahmad Shah Massoud, killed by al-Qaeda operatives just before the 9/11 attacks. Convoys of Massoud's loyal fighters raced around Kabul, blocking traffic and waving flags and pictures of Massoud. But Massoud's men have no feeling of solidarity for the new government next door in Pakistan.
Pakistan 100% mudakhala mekune. Naromi Afghanistan
100% Pakistan is interfering, and Afghanistan instability is in the interest of Pakistan. Just to keep Afghanistan insecure, just sending their strengthening or their supporting Taliban, sending suicide attack.
Afghans blame Pakistan for supporting the Taliban in the past, and the Afghan government has presented evidence that the Pakistani intelligence agency, the ISI, has assisted with suicide attacks inside Afghanistan. Pakistan's received billions to aid with the American war on terror. Afghans and many Americans now believe that little of that aid was used to shut down the Taliban insurgents that use Pakistan as a safe haven. Some Afghans are hoping that President Zardari will change that.
Zardari has many power and many challenges.
Abdulhamid Mubariz is president of the Afghan Journalists Association. He says power is concentrated in the Pakistani president's office, and Zardari's party also controls all the key positions in government. Zardari has promised to follow Benazir Bhutto's pledge to be an ally of America and face down the Taliban insurgency. But it's not clear that the army or intelligence service are under the new president's control. Still, Mubariz says sticking with the U.S. coalition is Zardari's strongest source of support.
If Zardari will follow the program of Benazir Bhutto, he will be together with Afghanistan in the coalition. He cannot lift the line of Benazir. If he will left the line of Benazir, the People's Party will left Zardari.
But even that may be optimistic. The American military operation is growing less popular in both Afghanistan and Pakistan, especially as the U.S. continues to cross the border to attack alleged Taliban targets inside Pakistan. There was another such American missile attack today, which Pakistani officials say killed several people, including children. If Zardari supports the U.S., he may quickly lose popularity. Ahmed Saidi is a former Afghan diplomat who served many years in Pakistan. He says the Taliban problem, now affecting Pakistan and Afghanistan alike, won't be solved quickly by switching the leadership in Islamabad. But Saidi doubts that Asif Ali Zardari will even get to work on the problem. Zardari, he points out, is facing a plummeting economy at home, fierce internal opposition from the Islamist party, and possibly a rogue military. With all these internal factors, says Saidi, the new president of Pakistan will be lucky to last long enough to address his country's problems with Afghanistan. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Kabul.